New York utility regulators have approved new electricity and natural gas delivery rates for National Grid. The Public Service Commission says the company will be allowed to collect a total of $123 million more in electric revenue and almost $9 million more in gas revenue over 3 years. National Grid spokesman Patrick Stella.
We worked hard in this plan with multiple parties in the state over the past year. This plan expands on some of the recent rate reductions that we've seen for delivery rates for our upstate New York customers, and it holds energy costs steady for our customers while it still enables us to continue our infrastructure investment. Those are the main parts of this plan. What we're really doing here is that there's surcharges that are coming off the bill at the end of March, and that's enabling us to increase our delivery rate without actually impacting bills as of April 1st.
The PSC says customers may expect to see a 6.6% cut in electric delivery bills in the first year, followed by increases of 3.3% and 2.1%. It says a typical residential gas customer would see a drop of 4% the first year and then increases of 3.9% and 2.9%. AARP New York State Legislative Representative Bill Ferris weighs in.
AARP is happy to see that there wasn't a major increase in National Grid's case at the PSC. However, we believe in the future, when utilities come into the PSC for rate increases, there really needs to be a consumer voice to look at the utilities' plans when they plan to increase rates. Right now, New York does not have an independent voice, and we believe that we need one.
Patrick Stella notes that during the coming 3 years, customers should expect to see very little change in their utility bills.
So it allows for stability for our customers to plan their energy costs. And in addition to that, this particular rate plan allows us to continue our maintenance and upgrade programs for our system across upstate New York. It also allows us more money to invest in economic development opportunities for small businesses across the state, as well as increasing some of our low-income customer programs to help some of those customers who have trouble paying their energy bills. So really, it's a good plan for our customers. It's a good plan for upstate New Yorkers, and we think it's something that's going to be a positive for upstate New York.
New York regulators also ordered a Florida company that provides energy services to stop what it says are deceptive marketing and account transfer practices, or face being barred from operating in the state. The PSC says Fort Lauderdale-based Liberty Power was the subject of 186 customer complaints last year, most involving claims Liberty salespeople misrepresented themselves, misled customers, and enrolled some without being authorized. Company officials agreed to immediately address the PSC's concerns. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.